The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg and Chef Tim Rosendahl. It's time to talk about food.
And you can always ask a question of Chef Rosie. You can send it to mainstreet@prairiepublic.org, or you can find us on Facebook. We are Main Street at Prairie Public. And Rosie, around these parts, when you say bison, people start thinking about sports teams and colleges. But you are talking about, of course, the culinary uses of this animal.
And is it the American bison, or is it the American buffalo, or is it the beefalo, or is it the Chianina cattle, which is half buffalo and half cow? But we're all coming back to that amazing animal that once grazed the plains of the Midwest, the American bison. And, of course, as Ashley said, in Fargo, it's the NDSU bison. But it's an amazing animal, and it's cut into the same segments of meat, the primal cuts and the secondary cuts, the same as a cow, only it's much lower in fat, higher in protein, and we use the whole animal almost exactly the same as a cow.
And it used to roam by the millions and millions across the northern plains, and now we see ranches here and there, and occasionally we see it on a menu. If it's so great, why isn't it everywhere all the time?
You know, it's amazing. It was one of those things that, of course, we harvested it, we hunted it to the point of almost extinction some years ago, and it did roam freely across the Midwest, and there was a time when that was the primary protein of the land, and it's only in the last 25 years that I've seen that buffalo has started to show up on menus, because there was, well, first of all, when it's going into extinction, of course, or at least yeah, running out, but there wasn't much to buy for us in the restaurant or the home cooking business. But now there's much more. There's a lot more buffalo farms and buffalo ranches and bison ranches around the country. And it's popping up on menus all over the place. Of course, we have Buffalo Wild Wings, but I don't think they have any buffalo there. But I love to use it in cooking because of the fact that it's lower in fat. But you do have to take extra precautions when you cook it because it can be very dry.
Do you treat it, besides that, any differently than a cow?
Well, you know, the same cuts that you would broil or grill or cook over an open flame, a cow, you would do the same with a buffalo. The underutilized cuts, the top round, the bottom round, the eye round, the shoulders, those that are braising parts of a cow, those are also braising parts of the buffalo. And if somebody says, oh, I don't like buffalo because it's too tough, I would say, well, just braise it longer because we could make it fall apart and call it, you know, pulled bison, pulled buffalo, but we can braise it long and slow and make it fall apart.
I've had it a few times, and I guess maybe I need to rely on a more trained palate here. I don't know that I could really tell the difference between buffalo and beef.
Well, if you'd made it into something like a classic beef bourguignon instead of a buffalo bourguignon, when you camouflage it with garlic and onions and potatoes and red wine and black pepper and all those things, you are probably right. And do I think that I could tell the difference? Maybe not. In steaks, definitely, where you just have a New York strip or a filet or even a prime rib or a T-bone, something like that, I could always tell the difference.
I don't think
first
I've ever all, had that cut of buffalo.
First of all, the size of a T-bone on a buffalo, you're not going to see that on a plate because there just isn't a plate big enough. And the same thing with we always see in banquets of hotels. We see a steamship round of beef, which is the hind quarter of a cow. Well, the shoulders, especially the shoulders, I guess I should say more than the hind quarter, the shoulders are huge on an American bison. So it's something you'd rarely see in one primal cut.
We have talked before, like when you're talking about some of the fancier treatments for ham and different pork products, that what the pig eats can affect the taste of the end product. Does that happen too with bison, or are they just way too big?
Well, first of all, the diet of the American bison is grass and sedges or flowering grasses and rushes. So they pretty much eat what's on the plains of here in the Midwest. They don't eat animals. They don't eat fish. They're a roamer. They're a grazer, and they've been eating the plains, as we like to say in the beef industry when we buy quality beef. It's grass-fed. It's free-range. It's now, am I saying that there are buffalo and bison farms or ranches that do feed them a feed of a chemical, not a chemical feed, but a corn feed? But the ones that have the most smooth flavor, I think that's one of the reasons why buffalo has such a consistent flavor to it, because it was always range or grass-fed.
Now, you mentioned some other kinds. Are there hybrid buffalo? This, you mentioned buffalo.
Chionea.
Okay.
Well, what we've done, and of course we've done this with lots of other animals, but the chionea is just what – it's a cross between a cow and a bison. And there are many different varieties, and I just pretended to throw out one name like I knew what I was talking about. But chionea is one that they primarily use to make a product called Wagyu, which is Americans' version of Kobe or Kobe beef.
Yes.
But the chionea is a – what we wanted to do is we wanted to get the size and the bulk of the bison and still get the flavor and the fat of a cow, so that we produced this chionea. And there's quite a few chionea cattle raised here in the Midwest, and they don't look like a bison. They look like a big cow.
Okay.
They don't have the big mane that you recognize of a bison.
So when Chef Rosie has a buffalo meat option, how would you like to prepare it?
Well, of course, because the animal is so huge and there's so many secondary cuts, the one that I'm using right now at Rosie's Bistro is I'm using a bison bratwurst. And we're using it on as a option on a cheese board. But bison bratwurst and knackwurst are very good. It makes great sausage. We don't harvest bacon off the belly off of bison because there's just no fat at all. So it doesn't make good bacon. But I think primarily if I thought of what have I had, what cut of the bison have I had the most in my life, it would definitely be bison burgers, buffalo burgers, ground. And why is that the most common? Because we can fortify it with fat.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say I eat buffalo because it's minimal amount of fat, well, I just said the cut that I like the most or the flavor that I've had the most is buffalo burger, and then we've added beef fat or pork fat or whatever to give it the moisture and consistency that we like.
Are you familiar with some of the more indigenous and native preparations? There's a lot of flavors of chokecherries, dandelion, purslane, maybe some squash, probably not fortified with all that fat. What is that more likely to taste like, and do you kind of need to develop that a taste for that if you don't eat that a lot?
I would say for what you're talking about here of that type of preparation, it would be in stews. And so you're using a lot of root vegetables and you're using a lot of dark greens. You mentioned the dandelions and I forget the other one you said. But so the heavy, earthy flavor of the vegetables of the valley, you know, the tomatoes, the turnips, the parsnips, the dandelions, all of those kinds of things would go very good with buffalo because it's that wild, earthy, and sometimes I use the word black dirt flavor. It's that earthy flavor that we like, that rich, dark flavor. That's why deep, red, rich wines, Cabernet Sauvignons and Zinfandels go so well when you're making a stew with bison because they're bringing it closer to that chocolate, earthy, dark flavor.
All right, so if you're thinking about beef, you might want to think about buffalo. If you have a question for Chef Rosie,
send it to mainstreet@prairiepublic.org or find us on Facebook. We are Main Street at Prairie Public.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.